This week, I'm talking about how I got into snakes, how I got to where I am today, and why I do what I do. These are questions I get asked a lot, actually. People are interested in why I'm doing this. When I was a really young child, I loved animals. That was my thing. But I was really interested in dinosaurs. I had dinosaur toys, dinosaur books, which I was always looking at, and I loved them. When I was really young, this guy Steve Irwin popped up on the TV, who became famously known as the Crocodile Hunter, the Australian guy. He was super passionate about wildlife. I mean, I would watch him jumping on crocodiles and holding snakes by the tail, and I just thought, wow, this looks so cool. I want to be like him one day. He was just so passionate and genuine, and he just wanted to educate people, and I really respected that and liked that. His enthusiasm was contagious. I mean, yeah, it rubbed off on me. So after watching a couple of his episodes, I started looking for snakes in the garden, or any creepy crawly, really. I remember the first snake we caught, I must have been 3-4 around there. Our dogs discovered a snake in the garage, and my mum and I went to catch it, and it was a young brown house snake, and that was super exciting. It's a big moment for me. I ended up keeping that snake like as a pet because I was so fascinated by it, and it just grew from there. I'd go looking in my grandparents' garden. They had a massive garden. It was like my jungle. I spent a lot of time there, and I'd go around looking for bugs and snakes and anything. Yeah, and then when I got to junior primary, I went to Westford Junior Primary School, and my mother is a teacher there. She still is. And there was a newsletter that would come out once a week, and I would put adverts in the newsletter saying snake removals. I think we said 50 rand for a non-venomous snake and 100 rand for a venomous snake. If I got a black mamba call back then, I don't know what I would have done. I mean, I'd only caught a few night adders, not much else otherwise. And we'd go around after school. My mum would drive me, because we did get some calls, not many, but we did get some. And we'd catch some, mostly bush snakes and a herald. I remember pulling a huge night adder out of a hole in the ground. And then when I got a little bit older, we still did it. Then moved on to spitting cobras. I remember there was one in a lounge near UKZN Westfield, and I had to move the furniture around. And I remember seeing my mum outside, barely being able to look because she was terrified for my sake. But I managed to get that one as well. It was really, really exciting. And yeah, then again, just looking for snakes in the garden. I had friends in the complex I grew up in. We'd go catching spiders and anything we could find and catch it and look at it. My grandpa always encouraged me to take up photography, and he was a keen photographer, and I did, and so I took photos of everything. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, in senior primary, I was having a tough year, and then I lost a bit of interest in snakes, and then the following year, Steve Irwin died. He was killed by a stingray. I was completely devastated, and that event, his loss, like, triggered me, and I thought I have to try and like honor his legacy. And like from then, I was like dedicated to saving wildlife and especially snakes. And yes, ever since then, I've been on a mission to conserve snakes in any way I can. Yeah, I mean, during high school, I even got into keeping snakes, and I was breeding all these different snakes. And I learned a lot from keeping snakes, I must say. Good learning experience. And then after school, I went to work at Dangerous Creatures. I was really lucky. I managed to get a job there. Well, I started off as a volunteer, and then I got a job. And I learned so much there at Dangerous Creatures. Carl Schlums was my boss there. Although he teased me a whole lot and liked to embarrass me, he did teach me a lot about working with snakes. And it was there where I learned to work with black mambas, because I was always scared of working with mambas. I mean, they've got a fearsome reputation, and I just knew there were these really big snakes and they were fast, so I was very nervous working with them. I mean, I actually had seen some wild ones in the Palmy Nature Reserve in Westfield. I used to spend a lot of time there, but we just left them. Then I learned through Carl how to work with them, and they're not that bad to work with, although, I remember the first couple, my adrenaline was pumping and I was shaking. And then afterwards, I spent some time up in northern KwaZulu-Natal. Up there, I got to catch a lot of forest cobras, because I did call-outs up there. They're an awesome snake. Caught a lot of them, some snouted cobras, odd puff fatter, vine snake, and yeah, also had great fun there, learning lots. And then I came back to Durban, not too sure what to do with myself, so I contacted a lady called Yvette Taylor from the Lawrence Anthony Earth Organization. I'd read that you can start a chapter, like your own program through them, so I said, oh, I want to do something about snakes. And yeah, and then I formed what was known as KwaZulu-Natal Amphibian and Reptile Conservation. That's still like my business, my company, organization. It's a long name, but it is what it says it is. Yeah, I started doing snake removals around Durban. I got referrals from other guys who were busy at the time. And I just remember always wanting a black mamba call, and I eventually got one. It was in a guy's roof in a storeroom, but I ended up chasing it down and into the mess. And my adrenaline was going, and when I got it, I was just so happy. I was so chuffed because I just wanted a mamba call, and I did it, and I was like proud of my accomplishments. And then they just started coming in thick and fast. I started catching lots, and I used to get the shakes, but now that I've worked with so many, I don't really get that anymore, unless it's a scary situation. In school, I was absolutely terrified of public speaking. Obviously in school you do orals. It was my worst thing ever. Ugh, during the orals I would shake, and I just hated them so much. It was like, after school when I was working at Ushaka, I hated public speaking. I had to do a little bit then. I was useless at it. I remember, I think I told an irritating child who wouldn't stop talking, I think I told him to shut up or something. Snake calls don't really pay much. And then I started having people ask me, can I do a talk for their company or their school? And I started doing that. And I don't know why or how, but maybe because it's my passion, but I was fine. I wasn't scared. And I mean, I started doing talks, and I still do talks. I educate people about snakes, and I talk to them. And I've spoken to groups of 500 people. I've spoken in hospitals to surgeons, and I've spoken in corporate environments, and I never have any nerves now. Don't know why, but yeah, maybe it is because my passion, and I guess to a degree I know what I'm talking about. But yeah, I've been fine with it. So it's been quite an interesting journey in that regard. My mum bought me a GoPro for a birthday. I can't remember which birthday. And I started wearing it on my head and recording my captures on camera. Some of them were really exciting, I thought, and they started being shared by News24 and other news agencies. And this was seen by people at the Weather Channel, Channel 180 on DSTV, and they contacted a local producer here who I met with. His name is Julie Lawrence. We talked about doing a TV show on basically my works, the education and the snake rescues. Yeah, we ended up filming one earlier this year. It was called Snake Season, and it aired a couple weeks ago on Channel 180. Yeah, we're hoping to film a season 2 in November. But that was, I actually really enjoyed that whole experience. I'd worked with film crews before, but I don't know, we just did what I love doing. We filmed what I love doing, so it was great. And yeah, hoping to do a season 2. If you're a youngster that wants to work with snakes one day, people often ask me, what can I do if I want to work with snakes? You can, if you go to university and you study zoology, you can then move on to herpetology. Herpetology is the study of reptiles and amphibians. So that's one way to do it. I never went to university. I didn't study formally at all. I just went the experience route, and I have no regrets. But if you do end up one day becoming a zoologist or a qualified herpetologist, you do get some really interesting jobs in the research field. You can do surveys of areas for endangered species. There's a few opportunities that way. Being a snake catcher is great fun, a lot of fun, and you learn a lot. There is a bit of danger involved, I guess, but it's not really, I wouldn't say it's a well-paid job at all. In fact, it's not a well-paid job. So if you're wanting to become rich and buy a Ferrari, rescuing snakes is not the job for you. You could still do it as a hobby. Some people do it as a hobby, which is fair enough. But yeah, it is challenging. There's a lot of snake catchers, and a lot of people don't want to pay you, or you go to really rural areas where people can't afford to pay you. Not that I'm complaining, I'm just saying, if you want to make lots of money, it's, yeah, maybe not the job for you, but as I say, a hobby. Or you can just be really interested in snakes, and when you go out into the bush, look for them or look out for them, take photos of them. That's all great. You can appreciate them. When I say can do it as a hobby, maybe you can help out your neighborhood. One of your neighbors has a snake, you can go and help them. But at the same time, if your dream is to be full-time snake catcher, don't give up on that dream. Work towards it. There's nothing wrong with it. Things could go really well for you, so don't give up on a dream. I was just saying some of the challenges, some things, some of the difficulties, but by no means give up. People often ask me, How can I learn about snakes? You can read books. That's what I do. I like reading books. It's good for you. It's good for your brain. And there's a lot of snake books available. Author Johan Marais of the African Snake Bite Institute. He's written many books about snakes, many field guides. And when I was a child, I studied his field guides, and that's how I learned about identifying snakes. You can use Google. There's a lot of resources on Google that will help you learn about South African snakes and snakes in other parts of the world. I think experience is great as well. I do snake awareness and snake safety talks around Durban as well. Those you'd be welcome to attend, and you'd learn about the snakes.